Hey, this is Danny Danzy from New Jersey, USA, and you're listening to my man Nigel on the NI Rock Show. Don't walk away, and don't you dare touch that dial.
Danny Rocks his Ed Show and Rock Rory and I, the Swedish band Necromant, a track called The Woods. Up next we've got Nelson with After the Rain and then Neon Fly, their cover of the track Venus that features Danny Devine.
Never meant to be. For when the rain Never. I am Blaze Bailey. You are listening to the NI Rock Show, probably the best show in the world.
Italian band Neris, track called Two Wolves. Up next, Nestor, track called Victorious. I've got Neuron Spoiler with Through Hell We March.
Believe in us. Hi, this is Kane Roberts, and Nigel is about to blow your head off on the NI Rock Show.
Serbian singer Nevena, the track called Bulletproof. The rest of the show features band names, start with New, we kick off the New Black, a track called With a Grin, and then New Device with Taken Over. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, this is Dino Jelusic. You're listening to NI Rock Show.
The track called Event Horizon. Next up, it's a new Revenge, a band that features Tim Ripper Owens, Rudy Sarzo, Kerry Kelly, the late James Kodak. Track's called Never Let You Go, followed by New Roses with The Usual Suspects.
Disaster, I'll be your last mistake.
next with The New Strange, featuring James Durbin and Alex Grossi, track called Tomorrow Never Comes. And I've got A New Tomorrow with I Wanna Live.
Are you scared of losing what you know? Crashing down on
James Durbin of the band Durbin, and you are listening to the NI Rock Show.
We'll be right back.
Thanks for checking out the NI Rock Z Show and Rock with an I. Back another week, the Friday NI Rock Show. Gonna finish the promo feature with Ash Costello from New Year's Day, talking about the band's new album, Half Black Heart. This was originally broadcast on the Friday NI Rock Show when the album was released in March. The feature starts with the band's latest single called Fearless, concludes the title track, Half Black Heart.
Hello, my name is Ash Costello, and I sing in the band New Year's Day. In a cage, but it just breaks free. It whispers to me that I'm nothing, no anyone knows every secret I never tell. So it's pretty interesting how we released the tracks for this album. You know, Hurts Like Hell was the first track, and we released it a year ago, before the record was even begun, really. It was one of the first tracks we did, and you know, we had taken such a long break through COVID that, and when we wrote the track, it was so uplifting and fun and energetic. We thought, let's just put it out and have a good time with it with really no goal in mind. And, you know, a year later, we released Vampire, and that was always going to be my first choice, but I was really surprised it was everyone else's because it's so heavy. And then we've released, I Believe, Secrets, and Have Black Heart, and I don't even feel like we've really touched on all the secrets that await in this album. I mean, there's so much for the listener, and I really do feel like this is gonna be a journey for them to listen to from start to finish. There's so much dynamic on this album. I refuse to give up. That's always a tough question to answer. What's your favorite track? Or, you know, because when you write them, you love them all for different reasons. But I really, really love Vampire. And there's a track called Bulletproof that I'm so proud of. I'm proud of the whole record, but I'm very proud of that song. It's the vocal performance for me. I did something that I'd never done before, so I'm excited. Songs were born in many different ways. Sometimes it starts off with a song title, sometimes a guitar riff, sometimes all at once, sometimes not at all. There's songs that end up on the cutting room floor. And we really kind of allowed ourselves to go through everything with the finest tooth comb. Leave no stone unturned, and I can proudly say that I sifted through every single millisecond of this record to make sure it was something that I was excited about. You know, we don't really write with the listener in mind. We write for ourselves in mind. We need to be excited. For example, the first time we heard Vampire, I was so excited I almost cried. So we're looking for like that kind of a feeling. So lyrical themes on this album are generally usually what our lyrical themes always are, which is just me kind of therapeutically writing what I'm going through at the time and venting about it and getting my feelings out about it. So it all just comes from my brain in one way or another. You know, even though we write as a group and we have songwriters, it always starts with me telling them what I'm feeling, what I'm going through, how I might want to say something or certain keywords I want to incorporate or phrases. And so that's just the general theme. And I always write to vent and to feel satisfied that I got who I am onto paper and into song. And if other people can relate to it, then that's just the icing on the cake for me. The album artwork was an idea I've had forever. I'm sure people have noticed that hearts are a big theme in New Year's Day. Hearts and blood and black ooze always have some part of our albums. This is just who I am. It's always artistically things that I've gravitated towards. And I just wanted something that matched the album title, which was Half Black Heart. And I wanted to kind of symbolize that I was wearing my heart for everyone to see. I was on tour at the time, so we had to digitally composite with a model the artwork. But it's my favorite New Year's Day artwork to date. We have had the absolute honor and pleasure of touring with so many incredible bands. I mean, I've pretty much played with every band I've idolized, from Kiss to Motley Crue to Judas Priest to Slayer to Rammstein to Megadeth to Ghost. In this moment, Ice Nine Kills. I mean, Hailstorm. The list just goes on and on. So I always take away something from every show and every band. I always learn something. So in our own New Year's Day way, because we're not very much a theatrical band, and we're still trying to figure out what that is for us, because we like theatrics. We just, you know, we're not really themey. So we're going to figure out what that is for us. And it's an ever, ever evolving art form. You know, before the pandemic, it felt like we were in the UK 2 or 3 times a year. And it was getting to the point where we were headlining some pretty big venues there. And, you know, although COVID might have put a dent in our momentum a little bit, we're very excited to get back to the UK because we've missed our UK friends, fans, and family so very much. So, yes, there's definitely plans on the horizon for us to get back out to the UK. I think for me as a band is just to keep evolving, keep growing, keep going forward, not backwards. And just be able to keep doing this. That's really the dream. That's all it is. So thank you to every listener, because that's what keeps us alive. So thank you.